The Trump administration escalated its trade dispute with China last week, threatening to impose tariffs on an additional $200 billion worth of Chinese products. China has already retaliated against an earlier round of tariffs, and U.S. agriculture is feeling the pinch. Nicole Irwin of the Ohio Valley Resource spoke with Ohio Valley soybean and hog farmers who fear their buyers are disappearing.
Jimmy Tosh is owner and CEO of Tosh Farms, Tosh Pork, and Bacon by Gosh in Henry County, Tennessee. Tosh is looking at about 1,200 piglets in one of his 84 contracted barns in the region.
These pigs in January were selling for the $75 to $80 mark. Because of seasonality and because of the effect of the tariffs, these pigs now are in the $16 to $18 range.
He says these little piggies will grow to be around 280 pounds before they head to the market. But with 25% of all his pork products depending on exports, if a trade war between the U.S. and China continues, he could be looking to find them a new home.
China is our fourth largest market by value. It's our third largest market by tonnage.
He says that market has gone from 1,000 metric tons 3 months ago to zero last month. Like any successful business, Tosh has plans to expand with a new unit that would produce about 225,000 pigs a year. He needs another 40 barns to do that. With the steel and aluminum tariffs in place, that would cost him an extra $15,000 plus per barn.
Whether we build another unit after that really depends on the market conditions that we're in.
The Port Council says U.S. producers face punitive tariffs on 40% of total American port exports to China and Mexico. These damages aren't expected to let up anytime soon, and the situation is just as dire for U.S. soybean farmers who have lost all contracts with China.
All right, here's our electronic grains overview.
In far west Kentucky, corn and soybean farmer Jacob Goodman checks the afternoon market prices.
And at the beginning of June, soybeans in November were trading at $10.60. And right now, the last bid at the Chicago Board of Trade was $8.90. That's the price per bushel. When you're looking at thousands of bushels, gosh, 60 or more an acre, that price adds up very quickly.
Soybeans are the top agriculture export for the U.S., and China is the top buyer. Last week, the commodity dropped to a 10-year low after China announced its retaliatory efforts. In 2017, more than half of the soybeans grown in the Ohio Valley and the U.S. went to China. Goodman says farmers are already dealing with a near 50% loss in profit over the last few years.
When you go and start picking fights with people that buy your products, that adds a whole other level to it.
Countries responding to tariffs implemented by President Trump have said they will retaliate by hitting his base of supporters hardest, farm country. Goodman says he is the only blue dot in a sea of red he knows. In other words, he didn't vote for Trump, and what's happening to his family isn't fair.
Whenever we start to threaten other countries with withholding grain or something like that, they just turn around and buy from somebody else.
Just 2 months of a trade dispute can move investors in another direction for two decades, according to the International Food Policy Institute. But will it move the president's base of support? Farm groups have kept a soft tone as Trump has pushed for new deals, including his attempts at renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement. Eddie Melton, an official with the Kentucky Farm Bureau, reflects the majority of farmers in the Ohio Valley.
There's always been challenges in agriculture, always. But through challenges, we always find opportunities. I think that this gives us an opportunity to expand markets.
Melton is hopeful. He says if China isn't willing to move in the direction the president wishes, maybe India will. Hog farmer Jimmy Tosh is not so sure.
I don't support his tariff position. I've always been a free trader, and I have a hard time understanding why the Republican Party has moved from a party of free trade to the position that we're in now.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKMS.